Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take. Back on the drive with Tame Piper, Derek Piper, Kyle Toss. Got to mention, before we dive back in to the Big Ten Stock Exchange, which Kyle and I are going through, this hour is brought to you by Game Day Spirit, two great locations, Neal and Green Street. If you're loading up, which you should be, basketball season, going to men's games, going to women's games, hoodies, jackets, shirts.
They got everything.
Anything and everything. Hats. I was there right before Christmas, of course, picking up. It was like December 22nd, 23rd. Last minute shopping. Had to grab a couple of things for my wife. Got a pair of shorts to lounge around in at the house she loves. Got her a shirt, which they have some really cool shirt designs. They have a throwback one for basketball. They have one that says Everyday Guys, of course. The slogan that Brad Underwood uses there in his program. A lot of different programs that you can get a shirt for, whether it's volleyball, whether it's women's basketball. You can even shop for your little one. I know, Kyle, you don't got to worry about that and hold out as long as you possibly can. But they do have some infant clothing. So anything you can think of, go in there. They're the one-stop shop. Game Day Spirit, Neal and Green Street. You can also shop them online, gamedayspirit.com. Without further ado, let's get back into it. All right, Kyle, as we roll along here, we're three teams in, now getting to number four. We'll pick up the pace as we go along, but up next, there is a group of teams sitting there at 4-3 in the league. You have Illinois, Iowa, Michigan State, and Wisconsin all at 4-3. Let's start with Illinois. I think we're going to really get into some real decisions here now. With Purdue and Rutgers, it was hard to buy those. Michigan, easy one sell. So I think we're going to have some real decisions. Illinois, currently on KenPom, they are 21st. With their net ranking, they are, last I saw, was 23rd. 23rd for the net ranking. 2-3 in quad one games, 3-2 in quad twos, on a four-game winning streak, and have an opportunity, especially here at home, to further that with Indiana, then Ohio State, and they go on the road at Wisconsin and home against Nebraska. That rounds out January. It's been a team that you would have, if you wanted to buy, probably buy them a game or two ago, but still, outside.
Bought them after that Northwestern game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have been, that would have been kind of a ballsy move, but yeah, I understand. You would have been like, all right, the talent is there. They're going to figure it out at some point. And as we've talked about before, Brad Underwood has done this a handful of years where it's December and you're like, oh, I don't know about this particular team. And then all of a sudden it's mid-January into February. Oh, you're on a long winning streak. So I'll let you get to it, Kyle. Buy, sell, or hold Illinois.
I'm buying the Illini. Call me biased if you want. But, I mean, I think it's a pretty popular opinion with the way that they've now won four straight. I know you mentioned we went through it yesterday, 13-5 at this time, the last three seasons, and we saw how the previous two turned out. And I just think the pieces are starting to mesh now. Guys are really starting to settle into their roles. We're seeing the freshmen really step up and get more comfortable. And I think we're seeing a lot of the things that we saw early in the year and we're expecting to see throughout the year in terms of defensively, I think they've been a ton better here of late. With the, you can see how much the length is bothering teams. Dane has been fantastic defensively, and I think this team will ultimately be, I know we said probably not competing directly with Purdue for the Big Ten, but that next tier. I think I'd slot Illinois second or third in the Big Ten when it's all said and done, unless Purdue just starts to collapse, which I wouldn't mind, but I'm not gonna count on it. I think Illinois is primed to have another really, really good year, position themselves probably right around last year, 3 or 4 seed in the tournament, but be a dangerous team with all the talent they have, and I think we're really starting to see what we expected to see now.
Yep, very well said. Currently, KenPom projects Illinois 12-8 in the league. That would be third.
I think they'll finish better than that.
All right. I'm with you. I'm buying Illinois as well. Like I mentioned, it would have been nice to buy them a little bit earlier in terms of as they've started to climb back up the net rankings. In like a 2-week span, they've risen 30 spots in the net. They've gone from being on the graphic that says on the bubble in the Joe Lunardi bracketology to now being a projected 5 seed, I think, was the most recent. 6 seed on Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. I do think they'll be higher than a 6 seed. And I think they'll be either in range to challenge Purdue at the very end or, like you said, just on the outside, maybe just a game or two back. And I think the schedule, which we talked about going into the year, which was very favorable on some draws that you got in league play. Number one, you're 4-3. You weathered a storm. You figured some things out. And now 5 of your next 7 are at home, those being Indiana, Ohio State, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Rutgers. You don't go to the rack. You do play Purdue once, and it's the very end of the year. I think that's fine for an Illinois team that, in terms of figuring everything out, the one time you see Zach Edey and company, well, it's always tough to play a Mackey whenever you play it, to have it be at the end of the season when Illinois should be clicking on all cylinders at that point in the year. So the end of the season with the final stretch in the final weeks of the year, mid-February on, when you go at Purdue, at Indiana, Northwestern at home is an easy one. It should be an easy one. I'm not going to question myself on that. At Ohio State, Michigan at home, and at Purdue. That's a tough stretch, but I like Illinois, and I think Lewis on the text line, the U of I Atlanta League text line, says that Lewis in St. Louis, I'm imagining he's able to see the odds and be there in Missouri. Illinois currently plus 850 to win the Big Ten on FanDuel Sports, where he can see it. That's third best behind Purdue and Rutgers. Could be worth a flyer if Purdue, with the young guards, with a team that right now is flying as high as possible, could make things interesting and take a loss or two. But like I said, their schedule here coming up, it'd be really surprising if they take two losses in their next 5, I'd be shocked. So I like Illinois as a buy. Kyle and I agree. We're going to have a disagreement at some point, I would imagine. I'm not going to promise that because I don't know. I haven't seen his sheet or anything if he's got down who he's going to buy or sell. Iowa, similar to Illinois, started 0-3 in the league. They've won 4 straight. They're 4-3 in the Big Ten. They're 12-6 overall. 32 in KenPom, doing this on the fly for the net ranking. They're 33rd in the net ranking. 3-3 in quad ones, 4-2 in quad twos. While you break it down, Kyle, I'll look up where they're at in bracketology. But what do you think of the Hawkeyes? Is this another situation of a team that a lot of people bought in on early in the year, starting to figure it out, and now you'll buy them too now that they're getting hot? Buy them before they're a little too hot.
I am going to buy Iowa. I mentioned yesterday when we were talking about the COVID situation, we broke them down a little bit. And I said I think they're on a similar trajectory to Illinois a little bit, where maybe they weren't projected quite as high preseason, but they were a team that were thought to be a top finisher in the Big Ten. And they go through a little rough patch in December, early January there, and now they've won 4 in a row, and they're starting to show a lot of the things that were expected of them. And I think just with their offense, their shooters, I know Peyton Sanford's a guy who was just shooting like 25% from 3 for 2 months. That's just not going to last, and we already saw that against Michigan when he hit, I think, 6 in that game, maybe 5. And ultimately, they have one of the best players in the conference in Chris Murray, who's averaging 21 points a game. And I know you mentioned Philip Rabracha. Is that how you say it yesterday? He's been pretty good. I mean, he's been a
double-double a lot of nights.
He has. And last year, he was a guy that they were trying to get off the floor in a lot of those late-game situations. And now he's a guy that they're going to. And I think they'll get Patrick McCaffrey back at some point, who's a solid player for them too. So I'm buying Iowa. I think they're going to be a double-bye team, top four when it's all said and done. I think they'll be a solid NCAA tournament team. I know last year everyone thought they were dangerous and they lost to a 12 seed.
I had them in the Final Four, Kyle.
You did?
I did, yeah. They were just similar to Illinois 2 years ago. Were just insanely hot and clicking at the right time and maybe just put in a little too much into winning the Big Ten tournament.
I see a little similar path there where I think they're going to really get hot here towards the end of the season. I'm not going to project what they're going to do in the tournament because that's come back to bite people the last few years. But I like them going forward. I don't like them as a fan. I like them.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. 7 seed currently in Joe Lunardi's bracketology. These next 5 games are going to tell the story for Iowa. You look at them, like I mentioned, 4 straight wins. Here's their next 5. At Ohio State, at Michigan State, Rutgers at home, Illinois at home, at Purdue.
Wow.
That is
more challenging 5-game gauntlet on anyone's schedule?
I don't know. Illinois, obviously, tied for 4th right now along with Iowa. Their home games are Illinois and then Rutgers, who's number 2 in the conference. And then you go to Ohio State, Michigan State, and Purdue. That's a brutal stretch. So in terms of the buy sell,
it's a bad time to buy them. But I'm still going to do it.
Yes, and I'm with you. I do think it's a good time to buy. I think that buying them at 4-3, as I think about it, I think they'll be a top 5 team in the league. I think they will ultimately be there. I like them over some of these other teams that we're going to talk about coming up next. But if they're able to get through it, if you do buy now and they weather that 5-game stretch and say they go 3-2 or better, then as you go down the stretch for them at Minnesota, Ohio State at home, at Northwestern, at Wisconsin, home Michigan State, at Indiana, home Nebraska, their final 7, very, very manageable. So I'm with you. I would buy it, but we could be really hating our pick here if they go like 1-4 over the next 5. I'm not saying I'm expecting that. But for all the reasons you laid out, offensively, another guy like Tony Perkins hasn't played well most of the season, and he's a guy that a lot of people really thought would make a big step forward. Maybe that comes in the second half of this season, and that could just elevate them to another level. Let's stick in that group of 4-3 teams. Like I mentioned, there are 4 of them. We've been through 2. If we're buying 2 of them, I think we know where we're going with some of the next 2. Michigan State, 4-3 in the league. Lost a heartbreaker to Purdue on Monday there in East Lansing. They're 12-6 overall. Malik Hall is going to be out for a long stretch of time. Tom Izzo hasn't said for the year or not, but that's a big loss for them. They are currently 40th in KenPom and on the net ranking. Sorry for doing this on the fly, but 42nd in the net ranking. So getting closer and closer to that true bubble line for Tom Izzo and the Spartans. Kyle, what do you think about Michigan State? Are you buy, sell, or hold on?
I want to let you start on this one.
You want me to start?
Because
it's kind of a tough one, huh?
I've been going back and forth on this one, and we've agreed on every one so far, so I want to make sure that it doesn't look like we're...
Oh, man. This is a tough call, isn't it?
It's maybe the toughest that there is.
I was down on them going into the year. I thought anybody that had them top 3 or 4 in the league that had them as a preseason top 25 team was drinking the Tom Izzo Kool-Aid a little bit too much. As I mentioned earlier in the week, like, he's been a 500 coach in the Big Ten the last 2.5 seasons. Now you lose Malik Hall. I think some of the criticisms that people had about him going into the year about the portal and everything have started to play out. Like, it's not a deep team. They kind of relied on Hall and Hauser to be stars. Hall's hurt. I know they got really good guard play, like Tyson Walker, A.J. Hogard, very good guard play. But then down low, they've gotten eaten up. I mean, Zach Edey, I'm not going to fault them too much, but Dane destroyed them. And if they just had a big or two, like went in and got like a Dane Danger in the portal or someone of quality to throw in the mix there with Sissoko, because behind him it's just freshman bigs. I kind of belabored that point, didn't I? I'm going to hold on Sparty. I really want to sell them. Kyle, my gut is to say stick to what you said in the beginning of the year. Sell Sparty. You know what? Yeah, I'll do that. Slight sell. Slight sell Michigan State.
You beat me to it, because I was gonna try to create not being the same. But yeah,
you almost got me.
I would be with you that, again, if there was another team to hold because of a lot of the things you said, it would probably be Michigan State. But I'll lean towards selling them. The other thing, too, is that as good as their guards are, I hate their style of play sometimes. Where, like, if you take away the three, they're just going to be fine taking mid-range twos the entire game. We saw that in Champaign.
It's true.
I don't think that's a sustainable style on offense. We saw them attempt. They went 0 for 7 from three when they came here to Champaign. I mean, attempting 7 threes. I know that Brad said that was a big part of Illinois' game plan, but I mean, God, I can't bring myself to think that they're going to be definitely not competing at the top of the Big Ten. And then even, like, I think they'll make the tournament, but I don't think that they're going to be a very dangerous team. Like, because like you said, I mean, I think teams will exploit their lack of size. I know Matty Sissoko has not been the same guy that had that couple-game stretch. He's been getting eaten alive, and then they have no one behind him. Not counting whoever came in and lit up Illinois for 3 minutes.
Carson Cooper, whoever the heck that is. It sounds like he's...
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to go to him very often. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Michigan State, and I agree with what you said originally in that I do not care about the narrative that, oh, it's Tom Izzo, he'll figure it out.
No.
I don't buy that.
I'm not on that either. I think the whole, like, March is Tom Izzo's time is a little outdated. And Carson Cooper between
the John Rothstein tweet.
Oh, jeez.
January, February, Izzo. Like, come on.
Not going to age well. Kyle, real quick, we're spending probably too much time on each team, but I like the breakdown here. The next five could really make us want to sell this one really hard, because you're sitting there right now. They're tied for fourth in the league. Here's their next five: home against Rutgers, at Indiana, home against Iowa, at Purdue, and then a neutral site game against Rutgers. I don't know where that's going to be played, but their next five are really tough. They play Rutgers twice. They play at Indiana. They host Iowa, and they play at Purdue. So while we both said, I said slight sell, maybe it needs to be a full-on real sell.
Yeah, I mean, I should be paying more attention to these schedules, because these are gauntlets that the timing makes you want to get ahead
of
this stretch.
It's going to factor into where the ultimately... It's about finding value. You know, we're trying to find some value here in this stock exchange. We'll have to pick it up in terms of the pace. Maybe we won't get all the way to the bottom of the league, but
I mean, we can. Minnesota.
Oh, like, those will be
we
easy.
We won't even.
Yeah, those will be easy. We do got to catch a break, though. We're due for one of those. Still got Wisconsin sitting at that 4-3, and then we'll work our way to that middle of the pack there in the Big Ten as we work through this. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini Link text line. Would love to hear your thoughts. I know a few of you have weighed in already. What do you think? Buy or sell Michigan State? Any of the other teams that we have gotten to at this point, or as we go along, feel free to weigh in and give your thoughts. We'll be back after this quick break. It is The Drive.
Get ready for the 7th annual Champaign County Area Restaurant Week. This 9-day celebration features our diverse and award-winning culinary scene with Filipino, Indian, Cambodian, Thai, Mexican, Caribbean, Italian, Zambian, vegetarian, vegan, soul food, farm-to-table, and standard American fare. You'll be able to find a restaurant, share your experience, and dine in or take out. It's Restaurant Week, January 27th through February 4th. For details, go to visitchampaigncounty.org.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
CU at Home has their one Winter Night, the first Friday in February, as the Venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home. The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his website, thatarmlessguy.com. CDJ Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
Frankie at the gym says, "Do you even lift, bro?" Frankie at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care how much you lift. He just wants to lay on the couch with you and watch reruns of The Office. Carol in accounting will probably judge you for heating up your leftovers in the office microwave and stinking up the entire break room. Carol at the Champaign County Humane Society doesn't care what you eat, just as long as you scratch that one spot right under her chin. Carol the cat and Frankie the dog are just a few of the adoptable pets looking for their forever homes at the Champaign County Humane Society. They won't judge you for the food you eat or your workout routine. They just want to shower you with all the love they have to give. As the only open admission animal shelter in our area, the Champaign County Humane Society takes in any animal despite their age or medical condition. Learn more about adopting a pet, volunteering your time, and donating to the cause at cuhumane.org. The Champaign County Humane Society, where your new best friend is waiting.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, Kyle Tosk, Derek Piper. The Big Ten Stock Exchange. We're in the middle of the league. One more team at 4-3. Wisconsin. Ugh, Wisconsin. They're 125th in offensive efficiency. They're 67th in KenPom. You said it just during that break. The metrics, the computers, they hate Wisconsin. Hate them. They just don't make any sense. And one of these years, I keep saying it, one of these years, they're going to lose a star who pops up out of nowhere. And then it's like, your roster on paper is not good. Although I do really like Tyler Wall. Chucky Hepburn's a solid player. Steven Crow, who really hurt Penn State last night, solid player.
Connor Asijan coming out of nowhere. Just your classic Wisconsin.
I will say, I'm disappointed in myself. Being a recruiting guy, not knowing a whole lot about Connor Asijan.
I mean, what was he? He was ranked in the 200s or something like that, I want
to
say.
I'd have to look that up. Did he win Wisconsin? Indiana Mr. Basketball?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I know back early in the non-conference, I was looking up his recruiting, and he was like a low three-star, not on anyone's radar. And, of course, he comes in and
– very good shooter.
Yep.
As translated right away. Yeah, good call, Kyle. 226th in the country. Ranked as the 10th best player in Indiana in the last class. So I don't know if he Jeez. Did win Mr. Basketball or not. Maybe I could be wrong on that. I had that in my head. But not highly ranked, but obviously producing. So Wisconsin, 67th in KenPom.
Braden Smith, Indiana Mr.
Braden
Basketball.
Smith, that's the Mr. Basketball. And he's he wasn't highly ranked either, but higher ranked than Asijan, and he's having a really nice year for Purdue. 63rd for Wisconsin in the net ranking. So when you look at KenPom, when you look at the net ranking, they look like a bubble team. They look like a team that, I mean, their net ranking is literally lower than Northwestern's, which then you try to then comprehend with the fact that they're 13-6. Three of their losses have come without their best player. So let's figure this out, Kyle. This is a dangerous one. If this was a real stock exchange, they would have lost me a boatload of money year after year after year after year.
But you keep making the same mistake as the thing. Like you can't convince yourself.
It's because the eye test, just looking at the roster. You want to go first? You want me to do it? Buy, sell, hold, Wisconsin.
I'll go. It's tough because it depends on how you're framing it. If you're framing it based on the metrics.
Yeah. Let's frame it this way. So they're 4-3 in the league. They're tied for fourth. They're in that. They got four teams tied for fourth. So really, they are, along with those other teams we've mentioned, that's the top seven of the Big Ten. So where they currently sit, they're top seven. They are a tournament team. And if you look on KenPom right now, they're 4-3 in the league, projected to finish 10-10. So kind of a middle-of-the-pack projection. But let's just look at it from, like, will they be a top seven in the league team? Not have to worry about tournament, which I don't think anybody's going to sit here and say, oh, you know, Northwestern, I'm getting ahead of myself. Wisconsin's not going to make the tournament. Buy, sell, hold, Wisconsin top seven finish in the league.
I mean, I'll say, I think on the opposite spectrum of what we just said with Michigan State, I want to hold them, but if I'm going to lean a direction, I'm going to lean buy on them just because I've seen this movie before.
Yep.
As much as I don't want to, I think that they'll end up finishing above 10-10 in conference. I think they'll probably, flirt around with the top four in that 4-5 range in the Big Ten. Solid tournament team. That's not a whole lot better than where they sit right now, but I'm definitely not going to sell them because I know if I do, it'll bite me because they're gonna find a way.
That's a mature take, a mature move by Kyle. Because if you're going to bet, if you're going to do, sometimes you got to go against what your gut says or just your own inherent bias of, like, I want to sell Wisconsin because I don't know how they should be this good, but year in, year out, they always outplay the talent on their roster. I will say one thing I found really interesting. I mentioned it to you in the break. KenPom projects Wisconsin as an underdog in six of their next seven games. Now, three of those are road games at Northwestern, Maryland, and Nebraska. They lose all three of those, or even two of three. Then we're talking about them falling off a cliff a little bit. They still have to host Purdue. They still have to host Iowa. They still have to host Rutgers down the stretch. I'm going to hold on Wisconsin. I think they're a top seven team. I don't think they'll be in the top five or top four. Although, look, we'll clip that up in March and I'll look like an idiot. I'm just going to hold on them. I'm not going to do the dumb take and sell them at this point because, as Kyle said, you're just asking to get burned. But I'll hold. I think they're going to stay in the mix. They're going to make the tournament, and they're going to just be annoying. Maybe to the point of Kyle's buy will look good. That could be a difference. That could be a separator here, Kyle, where I held them and you bought them. And
I reluctantly bought them, but hey.
I think it's a good move. Let's move on to the 3-3 range. There's only one team in that one, and that is Northwestern. They are 3-3. They're 58th overall in KenPom. They are 12-5 as an overall record. They've lost two straight. They lost at home to Rutgers. You mentioned Cam Spencer had a huge shot to beat them. And then they lost at Michigan. Right now, the most recent bracketology that I saw had Northwestern in the first four out. So just barely missing the cut of the NCAA tournament. Obviously, a win at Michigan State helped their resume. A win at home against Illinois helped their resume. And the Big Ten's going to get a number of teams in. Nine teams in last year or somewhere thereabouts. You can pencil them in for eight teams at the very least, year in and year out. Will Northwestern be one of those? Because currently, they're like right on that cut line. Buy, sell, hold Northwestern. Kyle, if you want to take the lead, you can.
I'm going to full sell Northwestern. I don't trust them. I think they're going to really come back down to earth here. You mentioned they're on the bubble right now. I think come March, they won't even be in the discussion. You look on KenPom, 130th in offensive efficiency. I know that they've been really impressive defensively, but like, you look at their top two scorers too. Chase Audige, Boo Booey, both of them shooting sub 40% from the floor. Really inefficient. And I think we saw this a couple years ago, I remember, where they got hot early, got ranked, and then lost like 11 of 12. and fell back to the bottom. I don't know if it's going to be that drastic of a fall off, but I do think that they'll come back down to earth, be in that bottom four in the Big Ten when it's all said and done, and I don't think they're going to be even come close to making the tournament.
Yeah, to that point, it was 2018-19. They started 3-5 in the Big Ten. They had home wins against Illinois, Indiana, and who else did they beat there? They won at Rutgers. So they were 3-5, and they finished 4-16 in the Big Ten. Chris Collins has had a few instances where, like you said, they've stolen a win or two early in the league and then ultimately were completely out of it. This is a better Northwestern team than some of the recent versions we've seen here recently. They're an older squad. But outside of those two guards, which I'm not all that high on. They're so high volume. Like, just Boo Booey can go for 25 points or he can go 1-13. Mm-hmm. And Chase Audige, a little, maybe not as drastic, but a very up and down player in his own right. Robbie Barron's like their third best player, and I don't think he's very good. So I'm with Kyle. I was hoping Kyle would. I didn't think you were going to buy them. I didn't even know if you're going to hold them. I just thought of definite sell, not going to be on the tournament discussion when we get to March. I'm 100% with you. I'm full sell on Northwestern. They will not be anywhere on Joe Lunardi's bracketology, probably here in even a couple of weeks.
I hate that we've agreed on like every one, but hey,
you don't think I know my stuff? I'm just kidding.
What's interesting? It would make for better.
It would
better
be,
content,
yeah, I know,
if
right?
We got to get into some debates here, but
if we were on like national radio, we're sitting in the meeting
right.
with the producers, like you guys are gonna have to disagree on a lot of stuff. Like yeah. It's not good for ratings for you guys to be like, yeah, I think it's a good take by you. We're not worried about that. We're just trying to give honest takes here. Another interesting note real quick on Northwestern. KenPom projects them as a favorite in their next four games.
No.
Home Wisconsin, projected favorite. At Nebraska, projected favorite. Home Minnesota, home Michigan, projected favorite.
1-3.
1-3, yeah. Get it right, KenPom. All right, moving on. This is a really interesting range. These next four teams that we're going to do, you're going to have to make some tough decisions because I like at least three of these teams. Penn State. They disappointed us last night. We both picked them to win. They're 3-4. They're 12-6 overall. They're 38th in KenPom. I'm guessing their net ranking, I'm going to have to scroll up because their net ranking is even better than Wisconsin, even better than Northwestern.
52nd.
52nd net ranking. They are in the last four in on Joe Lunardi's bracketology. So they're one of the last teams in the field for Joe Lunardi. They could have really used a road win at Wisconsin. So Michael Shrewsbury, Jalen Pickett, as we've talked about, best guard in the league probably. Up there, if you're gonna count off guards too, Terrence Shannon Jr. obviously in that conversation too. But Penn State, buy, sell, or hold right now. Middle of the pack in the league, right on the cut line of the bubble. Penn State to you, Kyle. Buy, sell, or hold?
I'd love to buy them because I like their team. And Jalen Pickett is just an awesome point guard. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, they're currently in the tournament. Their metrics are, you know, compared to previous Penn State teams, like them.
Yep.
I'm going to hold Penn State because I don't think they're going to get a lot better than where they are now. I think they ultimately do get into the tournament, but I think they're going to hover around the bubble for most of the year just because I think with all these tough games in the Big Ten, I don't think they're going to be able to get enough separation off the bubble to be like a 6-7 seed in the tournament with some of the limitations that they do have, especially with size, the fact that they're starting, Miles Dredd at center?
Yes. And that hurt them last night against Steven Crowell, who we don't really factor in. If you're going to list, let's talk about the top five big men in the league. You might not even mention Steven Crowell, although he's had a good year.
He has, but yeah, Steven Crowell. I don't. he's not a guy that I'm scared of necessarily. But
no, I mean, let's do it right now, real quick. Edie, Trace,
Hunter. I like Cliff.
Cliff, for sure. Dane? Oh, no. Sorry. Chris Murray. What am I doing? If you're counting him, he might not be a five.
Yeah. I would say
Dane's over Rabracha still, right?
Yeah, I would say Dane over Rabracha.
Okay.
But I think both those guys I would take over.
You
Steven
over Steven
Crowell?
Yeah. So. Okay. Steven Crowell, you're not in our fave five. For Penn State, so you're gonna hold Penn State, which I think is a solid play.
I want to buy them, though, because I like them a lot. I think they're going to be a really dangerous team in the postseason just because they're so old and experienced, and
they're
they
different.
Can shoot it. I mean, they can just shoot it, and they have one of the better point guards. The recipes are all there, but it's just like, can they get a lot better than where they sit right now? I don't know.
That's fair. That's a fair point. I'm with you. I like them. I think they're hard to guard because of their three-point shooting. They can present some interesting matchups at the five, especially if Dredd is making threes. But the problem is they get annihilated inside with points in the paint, with rebounding is a tough thing for them. I'm going to buy, though. I think that they can improve their stock enough to where maybe you go to the Big Ten tournament and they're not worried, like, we got to win a game or we're going to be out. So, right, because as you look right now, you know, that last four in, usually all those teams, you go into the conference tournament play and say, if this team doesn't win, they're going to probably slide out because the team that is on that other side of the bubble might get hot. So I'll buy them slightly. There's just such a small margin for error with them. Like, they're going to really have to hold serve at home. Their next couple of home games, Nebraska, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois. I do think they'll steal one on the road, one or two, against a team that maybe they shouldn't beat. Because they flirted with that, like last night against Wisconsin. Their next couple road games at Rutgers, at Purdue. It probably won't be Purdue. But I like Penn State. I'm going to buy them. Let's go to Ohio State, a team that I liked a lot more than some others out there. But
I'll let you start on this one because I think I know where you're going to go.
Yep. 10-7 overall, 2-4 in the league. Those two facts right there as far as their record would make you think that, oh, you know, their stock's not that great. They're 18th in KenPom still. So the metrics love them. I'll look at the net real fast. I'm guessing their net is usually pretty in line with KenPom. They're 24th in the net, which is one spot behind Illinois. So we're talking, if you're just going off of that, I don't know where Lenardi has them, but they're kind of in that same 5-6 seed range as Illinois is. In terms of the Big Ten context, this is an easy one for me. I think coming off of four straight losses, this is an easy buy low spot for me with Ohio State. Now, maybe I'm being dumb and overlooking some things. The one glaring weakness for them is their defense. Like, they're not a good defensive team. They're 6th in the country offensive efficiency. They're 94th defensive efficiency, so not getting enough stops. They've lost some close games. But I think that this is a time where I'll buy them based on their record. And I think that even just in general with their overall, like 18th in KenPom, it's hard to really like crack top 10. I'm not saying they're going to do that. But I think that they're going to trend up in a big way. I think they'll finish top half of the Big Ten, maybe even top 7. And I just love me some Bryce Sensabaugh, Justice Suing. I think that McNeil's been really good as a three-point shooter for them. I still like Ohio State, even though they lost 4 in a row.
I'm going to have to agree. I mean, it is an easy – they're 2-4 in the conference right now and on a 4-game losing streak. I mean, you can't sell them. But I think that they ultimately – and we've seen it too with them the last couple of seasons with the E.J. Liddell teams that they – start to peak later in the season, January, yep. February. They're one of those teams, similarly to Illinois, that's done that the last couple seasons. I think this will be no different. And man, Bryce Sensabaugh is really fun to watch. I don't know how they've found these two freshmen who haven't been like, I mean, they've been highly rated guys, but they're not like 5-star, top 10. This guy's going to be a lottery pick, according to people before the season. But yep. In Malachi Branham and Bryce Sensabaugh, they found two high-level freshmen that are probably both going to end up going in the lottery. I know Branham right at the last pick of the lottery last year. So, yeah, I think, and Zed Key, too, when we were talking about five men, I mean, he probably falls below the guys we were talking about, but he's a good player, so I like Ohio State. I'm going to buy them, too.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said there. And, yeah, Zed Key, I think he was a little banged up in that last game. He came
off
the bench.
I think. He's missed a couple games.
Yeah, I think he missed a few and then played limited minutes in their last loss, I believe. I forget who that was against, but that's been a factor for them. That was they lost it overtime in Rutgers, and they're the loss at home against Minnesota, which, man, that's a bad loss. That's a quad
that
four
was
loss.
That was at Ohio State?
At Ohio State.
Okay, well, no, but you can only go up from there.
I think it's a perfect time. Perfect time to buy low. And, Kyle, we've actually done pretty good timing-wise on getting through this league. We still have a few more teams. We still have Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, Minnesota, which we don't have to spend a ton of time on the last two. But we'll catch a break. We'll finish those last four. It's great stuff. I enjoyed the conversation we've had on this. And, again, anybody else wants to weigh in, 217-359-2255. Catch a break. Finish out the Big Ten Stock Exchange. This is The Drive.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service, that's your motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself, just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
One of the most frustrating things homeowners deal with are those stubborn drains that never seem to drain right. Slow or backing up drains, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Get your home's drains working properly again with the Hydro Jetting Machine. And for those issues that you just can't see, the underground camera inspection can get those stubborn clogs. Thinking about your sump pump, Dogtown also offers maintenance agreements for your entire home's plumbing needs. Call Dogtown today at 217-841-4728 for a home inspection. Mention this commercial for an additional 10% off. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat, because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
CU at Home has their one winter night the first Friday in February as the venue CU serves as host to sponsors and volunteers to raise funds for those without a home.
The keynote speaker, George Dennehy, will talk about overcoming adversity with a powerful story of hope. Visit his website, thatarmlessguy.com. CDJ Broadcasting is proud of the awareness created starting at 6 p.m. Friday, February 3rd. For details, visit cuathome.us.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Finishing up here on the drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper, Kyle Toss. I played the wrong hit. I just wanted to play another, and I'm not going to quiz you, Kyle, another Eminem drop, Till I Collapse, just to get you familiar. I didn't do it on purpose, but now that we're here, might as well use it as a musical lesson. Let's get back to the college hoops music. All right, closing out the Big Ten Stock Exchange. We got to go because the market's going to close here at 5 o'clock. Got to get our buys and sells in before the market closes. We have rolled through most of the league. We just did Ohio State, 2-4 in the Big Ten. Another team at 2-4. There are three of them. Indiana, 2-4. 29th in KenPom, 11-6 on the season. Like I mentioned, 2-4 in the league. They've lost 3 out of 4 in the Big Ten. They did get off the schneid there of returning to Big Ten play. They lost 3 in a row and then got one over the weekend against Wisconsin. The injuries definitely have to be taken into account with them. Xavier Johnson, broken foot, might be out for the rest of the year. Race Thompson, I think it's middle of February with his MCL sprain that they're looking at him for being able to come back. But it's a team that's 32nd in the net. They're 1-5 in quad ones. They could use one tomorrow. Not that any of us want to see that happen. But Indiana, what do you think? Buy, sell, or hold? Team that's 2-4 in the league. And a chance to trend upward, similar to Illinois, but they do have some things going against them.
I'm going to buy them because I think they're ultimately just too talented. Even with the injuries, I think even if they just get Race Thompson back and Xavier Johnson's out for the year, I think that'll go a long way for them because I think Hood Schifino has been really, really good as more that lead guard for them and has really kind of stepped into that role. And at the end of the day, I just think they're not going to reach what the preseason expectations were of them, which is compete for a league title. That's off the table, but from where they are now, I think it's another one of those buy low spots that I think they're just going to trend up from here. 2-4 in the league, 1-4 start. They've already kind of started it with the win against Wisconsin. I think it's going to be a tough game tomorrow, even with their injuries for Illinois, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, obviously. But, yeah, I just think ultimately, as long as they get Race Thompson back sometime in February, like you said, they got Trace Jackson Davis, who's as good of a go-to fallback option as there is in the league. I find it hard to believe that they're going any further down than they already are, and I think ultimately they probably are a top-half Big Ten team.
Yeah, I'm with you. You look at the bracketology right now, they are in that last four buys, so just on the other side of playing a play-in game, which they did last year, and they had to go up against Wyoming. I don't think that they'll have to worry about that going into the Big Ten tournament. I think that they'll be securely in the field. So I will slightly buy them. I think they'll have a hard time getting back into that top five of the league. Now they could, because Trace is obviously one of the top players in the conference. Hood Schifino's been really good. It's just there's so much now more reliance on some of those other guys where they got to dig into their bench. Tamar Bates, we're kind of waiting for him to be, who was a top 50 prospect, being able to really click. He's still been a little too inconsistent for them.
The interesting thing is that the three-point shooting hasn't really been their problem this
right
year, which I think ultimately will elevate them a little bit. I think those role guys that haven't been exciting have made made open shots. And so I think, I just think they're ultimately got too much talent.
No, I think it's a good point. And it's still going to be tough to win in Bloomington. And this is a team that's 45th. It's interesting. Offensively, they're 34th in offensive efficiency. They're 45th in defense. A team that their offense is ahead of their defense is something that we have not seen out of Indiana here recently. They've thought to be one of the best defensive squads out there. They did defend really well in that game against Wisconsin and Bloomington. So I will slight by them. I know we got to hurry up here. I'm on a slight buy. I know Kyle laid out a good point on why this is a good time to buy the Hoosiers. Maryland, 11-6, 2-4 in the Big Ten. The Terps were rolling early. They were 8-0 after beating Illinois, which is their first Big Ten game. But then they had a tough stretch, and they took a handful of losses at Wisconsin, lost a tough one, neutral site game to Tennessee, and then got hammered at home by UCLA. Since then, returning to Big Ten play, they've lost 3 of 4. And it's a team that now is in question of making the tournament. 4-3, or I should say 43rd in the KenPom. Look at bracketology. They are just on that line between having to play a play-in game and being in that regular field. So what do you think about Kevin Willard's squad in Maryland? Buy, sell, or hold, Kyle?
I'm selling Maryland. I don't think they're very good. I think they're one of those teams that, and we see it a lot throughout college basketball, new coach, early in the year, they get off to a hot start, and then they just kind of come back down to earth and they bottom out. I think this is a similar thing. I don't think they're going to make the tournament. In terms of the Big Ten standings, it's hard to sell them because they're down there. But like you said, they're currently in bracketology. I don't think they're going to make the tournament. I know they look good early in the season. We saw it firsthand when Illinois lost to them. None of their guys excite me a lot. Like, Dante Scott's solid. Julian Reese is solid. I know they got Jameer Young, who's played pretty well. But when you look at this conference and how many solid to good teams there are, I think they fall at the bottom end of that. And so I'm going to sell them.
This is going to be one we're going to differ on. I'm going to go with
finally.
Finally. And I'm not saying that I'm entirely right on this. I've been a little concerned here recently. I've compared this team to John Gross's first year at Illinois. Not a deep team, a team that's got some nice players at the top of their roster, their stars, so to speak. You know, you think back to Brandon Paul, DJ Richardson. That team for Illinois, you can compare that to like Dante Scott, Jameer Young, Hakeem Hart. I like their starting five still. I thought Julian Reese would break out more to this point. He's been a little disappointing. But them hitting some tough sledding here, middle of December, end of January, not totally unexpected. I know that after beating Illinois, then people are like, oh, you know, Maryland could win the Big Ten or be top three in the league. That obviously has not aged well. I think they'll make the tournament. I think they'll – and that's not a guarantee by any means. So there's a roll of the dice on that.
There's our disagreement then.
Our disagreement.
I'll say they're not going to make the tournament.
They're going to fall off the map, and I'm going to say they make the tournament and trend up from here. So we went almost 2 hours and didn't have a real disagreement. We finally have one.
And I know we got to get out. Don't want any part of Nebraska or Minnesota.
Oh, you don't want to buy them?
We can
Are you sure?
Go through that one.
I will say Nebraska projected to win 7 games in the league. Sell. And Minnesota stock's not even up on the – it's not even available for purchase, so we're not even going to do that. But yeah, you're a pro here. You're savvy. We do got to get out of here. On that note. I enjoyed that, Kyle. It was fun.
It was fun.
I hope everybody out there enjoyed our breakdown. We can talk more tomorrow, obviously, about the specific matchup, Illinois-Indiana. Again, on the men's side tomorrow night, tonight, 7 p.m., State Farm Center, Shauna Green and her squad trying to get revenge on the Hoosiers. A close game in Bloomington. That's coming up at 7 p.m. tonight if you want to get over there. If you want to watch at home, BTN Plus stream is your only option. So, fun show. Appreciate Kyle filling in once again for Lon. And we didn't have any guests, so don't have anyone to thank. But thanks to Kyle.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. All right, that's all for us. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great night. Hope that the Illini women get it done. It is The Drive.
Capturing the moments in life that matter most is now easier than ever at Prairie Gardens. Imagine the possibilities. Forever preserving those special photos, a family heirloom, artwork that speaks to your heart. Because at Prairie Gardens, you name it, the PG experts will frame it. Every handcrafted custom frame is expertly designed with you and comes with a lifetime guarantee. So when you're ready to frame the moments that matter most,